Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. You're listening to the Gospel Truth Broadcast. Thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth Broadcast on tonight. At this time, we're going to have a prayer being led by Dr. Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, oh God, we come to you in the name of Jesus, calling upon your name. Lord, we ask that you will stop by here while we're on this broadcast tonight. And Lord, we ask God that you will forgive our sins, blot out our transgressions. Lord, we ask that you will hear our humble cry. We call on you tonight, Lord, because we need guidance and we need direction. We need you, Lord, to intervene tonight and bless us, oh God. Look on everyone, Lord, who has tuned into this broadcast. Oh, God, let a special blessing come upon them tonight in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you will reach out to souls everywhere, all around, near and far. Oh, my God, touch somebody's heart tonight. Somebody's feeling down and cast down, oh, God. We pray that you will lift them up, Lord, and that you will lift their burdens. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, let this broadcast be uplifting and let it help them tonight in a special way, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, we ask that you will look on those who are sick in their bodies. Lord, touch, heal, and make whole right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, rebuke the sickness and the diseases. Oh, God, rebuke the viruses. Oh, my Lord, and bring health to their body right now, oh God. Remember those, Lord Jesus, who are bereaved of their loved ones. Lord, we pray that you will give them comfort and consolation. Lord God, uphold them and carry them through this difficult time. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we ask that you will let your word come forth and reach every soul, Lord. Let your word go out, and Lord God, let it not return unto you void, even as it is your will. Oh God, let it reach every target in the name of Jesus and accomplish that for which you sent it out. We believe you tonight, Lord God, and we are asking you to help us, Lord, to trust in you with all of our heart. Help us, oh God, strengthen us where we're weak, Lord. Build us up where we're torn down. In the name of Jesus, let your powers be made manifest, oh Lord, and cover us under your blood. Preserve us, Lord Jesus, and help us to do your will. Help us to be humble and obedient unto your commandments. Help us, Lord, to walk up right before you. Oh, Lord, even though we're down here in this world, we know, God, that you are the preserver of our souls. You're the keeper of our lives, and our lives are in your hand, Lord. Our futures are in your hand, Lord. And we ask you, oh, God, to do with us whatsoever is pleasing unto you, Lord God. Work on us, Lord, and make us what you'll have us to be, Lord. Cause us to be vessels of honor before you, O Lord Jesus, and use us for your service. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you will look on the youth tonight. O Lord, touch, heal, make whole, Lord, save and preserve their lives, Lord. Set them apart, God, that you may use them to carry on the gospel in the name of Jesus. Have mercy tonight, Lord. Look on the children all around, God, the children who are being abused the children, oh God, who are losing their lives. Be merciful, God, and save the children in the name of Jesus. We pray earnestly for the children, oh God. Have mercy upon them in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, we pray, God, that you will look on our leaders, that you will give them guidance, and that you will help them to do what is right and to walk upright before you in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, not our will, but let your holy will be done. All things are in your power. All things are in your hand, Lord.
You
are in control, oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. We believe you tonight, oh, God, and we're taking you at your word. And we just want to thank you, Lord, for the blessing you bestowed upon us. We thank you for your goodness and for your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for how you blessed us, oh, God, even though we don't deserve it, Lord Jesus. We are thankful for your grace toward us. We're thankful, oh God, for your loving kindness. Oh, my Lord, we thank you for hearing our prayers. We thank you for coming to see about us, Lord. We thank you for the outpouring of your spirit. We thank you, Lord, for the saving of souls. Glory to your name, Lord. We praise you and we magnify you, Lord. We lift you up. We ask, oh God, that you accept our prayer. That you will bless us, oh God, and we believe it, and we count it done right now in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. We thank you for that opening prayer. This is Dr. Sheila Hameen. And at this time, we're going to have the opening scripture, and I'm going to be reading the 15th number of Psalms. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that beckoneth his tongue.
Lord, it is.
No.
It's hot outside.
Praise the Lord.
Please put your phones on mute, please. Thank you.
In those eyes, a vile person is condemned, but he honors them that fear the Lord. He that swears to his own heart and changeth not. He that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of the 15th number of Psalms. May God bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the beautiful psalm being read by Sister Cheryl and for the opening prayer. And thank you again so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218. The access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/Grace Radio 5. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com. My King Service Title I School, the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission, hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. We want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to keep the bereaved Ingram family in our prayers, the bereaved McBride family, and Sister Maria McBride, Sister Rhoda, the Edmond family, the entire Morton family, Patricia Blackshirt, Crawford West, Mary Anderson, Sister Maria McBride, Titus Edmond Sr., Charles Morris, Rosetta Lee, Bruce Williams, Rashawn Parker, Larry Denson, Jonathan West, Henry and Mary Edmond, Teresa Ray, the Carr family, David Alston, the Thornton family, Lamar White, and on our youth prayer list, we want to pray for India West, the Lyric and Essence Darius, Tiffany Ray, India McBride, Stephen and Terrell Allen, David Hameen, Jasmine Jackson, all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And right now we're going to ask if our own evangelist, Cynthia Edmond, would render a selection to the Lord. God bless you, evangelist Cynthia. Amen.
The
and
Lord,
if not,
I don't think he's on the line tonight.
Okay. Amen. Just sing a little portion of this song.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. What grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see.
Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I honor the Lord on this evening. Give honor to whom honor is due. Thank God for blessing us to be back here on the Gospel Truth broadcast. It's always a joy, and I look forward to every week to get a blessing from the Lord through this ministry. Praise the Lord. And I thank God for the opening scripture, and that for that beautiful selection. Amazing grace. God's grace is truly amazing. God's grace is the reason why we are here. Praise the Lord. And I thank him for having mercy on a sinner like me. I thank him for showing me love and compassion. Amen. When the enemy tried to destroy my life, it was the grace of God that spared me. Hallelujah. And I'm glad about it. I just thank the Lord that he brought me in, because one day I was lost. I was blind. I couldn't see. But the Lord opened my eyes. The Lord brought me in. He saved me. And I'm glad about it. Praise the Lord. And so I'm not going to stand in the way, but let's get ready for the word of God. And bear in mind that when God wants to speak to us, a lot of times the enemy, Satan, will run interference. So put aside all of your distractions. Anything that you're in the middle of, put it on hold and get ready to hear the Lord. Get ready for the word of God so that God can speak to your heart. If you are looking for a blessing tonight, if you're looking for an answer tonight, God's got it, and he's waiting to give it to you. So let's get our hearts and minds ready to receive the word of God. Amen. At this time, I'm going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist.
God bless you, Dr. Hameen. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth broadcast. Tonight is oldie but goodie night in the gospel. Glory to God. We want you to turn your attention to the word of God while we get ready to hear from the late Evangelist Melinda Edmond. Praise the Lord. God bless you.
We thank you for tuning us in. This is Gospel Truth Broadcast, and this is Evangelist Edmond here with you tonight. And Evangelist Melinda is going to bring us the word of God. We're looking forward to having a good time here tonight in the word of the Lord. At this time, we're not going to prolong the time, but we're going to go to a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for our people, Lord. We pray that you stretch out your mighty hand. Meet us here tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, have your way, Lord. Let your will be done, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we pray that you touch those that are sick and afflicted in their body. Oh, my God, we know that you are healing, Lord. You said in your word with your touch, we are healed. We take you at your word, Lord. We come to you in faith, Lord. In the name of Jesus. We believe it right now, God. Oh, my God, that person that is standing in need of a financial blessing, we want you to touch and make a way, Lord. Open up a door, Jesus. We know you're able, Lord. The power's in my hand, Jesus. Oh, my God, we want you to move, Lord. Move in the city of Camden, Lord. Save the unsaved, Lord. Heal the sick, Lord, Jesus. Send more deliverance to them, Lord. Move in a special way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Look on the beholders of Camden, Georgia. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. Thine favor, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we know you're able, Lord. Touch the cold heart, Lord. Change their hearts, Lord. Change their minds, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we know you're able, Lord. We know you're a way maker. You're able to make the way. In the name of Jesus, we're trusting you, Lord. You're taking you out of us. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. We know there's no failure in you. We know you're able to deliver, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. You know our prayer requests. You know the desires of our hearts, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you said we abide in you, and your word abide in us. We can ask what we will, and it shall be done. We take you out of the way, and we count it done. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for this prayer, Lord. These and all blessings we pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. At this time, this part of this program is into the hands of Evangelist Melinda, that she may bring the word of God.
Praise God. God bless all of you tonight. We thank and praise God for our being here.
thank God for Evangelist Mae Edmond and for that beautiful prayer. And we know that prayer changes things. God knows our trust is in the Lord tonight. We thank God for each and every one of you and for you tuning in to hear this broadcast tonight. You'll find me going into the Word of God taken from Psalms 121. That's Psalms 121. And I'm going to dedicate this message to all of you, our radio listeners, and all the saints of God out there under the sound of my voice, to all the people of God everywhere. Glory to God. We know that God, he's a mighty God, and he is wonderful tonight. And we thank God for all that he has done for us tonight.
Yes,
we're going to go into the Word of God. We want you to take the Word of God in. If there's somebody out there that's cast down or heavy laden or burdened down, hear what thus saith the Lord.
Yes.
Glory to God, because there's nothing too hard for my God.
Amen.
Psalms 1 and 21. And the Word of God said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help.
Yes, Lord.
My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. Glory, hallelujah. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep.
Amen.
The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand.
Well, yes, he is.
The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil.
Yes.
He shall preserve thy soul.
Yes, Lord.
The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in.
Yes.
From this time forth and even forevermore.
Amen.
David said in the psalmist, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help.
Yes,
Lord. I now look up unto the hills. Look up into the heavens.
Yes.
Glory to God. From which cometh my help.
Oh, yes.
My help cometh from the Lord.
Yes.
Oh, my God. God Almighty, he made the heavens and the earth.
Yes.
God has all power in his hands.
Yes, Lord.
Saints of God,
message from the Lord. I thank God tonight there may be somebody here on this broadcast that is going through something on tonight. You can look to the hills. You can look up and get it to Jesus. Stop trying to carry it. Stop trying to go over it. Just take it and give it to the Lord and let him work it out. He will do it for you. If you just give it to him, lift up your head and look to Jesus in a time like this. There may be someone that want to be saved that don't know the Lord. If you don't know the Lord, we're going to open the doors of salvation that you may receive Christ into your life. You must first let the Lord know that you are a sinner and that you acknowledge and confess all your sins and transgressions before the Lord. Repent in your heart. Repent of the sins and the wrongdoings that you have done. Ask God for forgiveness and mercy and believe in your heart that Jesus is the Son of God and that he died for your sins, for my sins, for the sins of the world, and that God has raised him up from the dead. Praise the Lord, and just give everything over to the Lord. Ask him to come into your heart and abide with you for surrender your life to God and take your faith and put it to work. As we bow our heads, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word on tonight. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We pray that you look on the souls of men, all those that are desiring to be saved, those who want to make a change in their life. They are tired of going the old sinful way. They are tired against God. Oh, my God, we pray that you touch them right now, that you will break up their stony heart, help them to humble themselves under the mighty hand of God, that you may exalt them in due time. Help them to cry out unto you, Lord. Help them to seek your face and call upon your name. For you said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We believe your word tonight, and we know that you are able. Forgive sins tonight. Blot out of transgressions. Change that heart. Change that mind. Help them, O Lord, to give themselves unto you before it's too late. And now, Lord, I pray that you look on your people, all those that name the name of Christ. We pray that you touch them right now. Give them strength. Help them to lift up their heads and look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Help them to take you at your word, trusting in you, knowing that you are able to take them through whatever situation they might find themselves in. Oh, my God, help them to look to you and realize that you're able to work it out, every situation and everything that is going on in their life. And those who need healing, we pray that you touch them right now. Heal their bodies. Deliver them, O Lord. Move the affliction out of their bodies. Move the diseases out of their body. Move in a mighty way, Lord. Heal and deliver. We know you're able, and we take you at your word. We believe you on today, and we are looking to you, Jesus. You said you will preserve our going in and our coming out. And we believe your word today, and we thank you in faith. We thank you, Lord.
Thank
we
you,
thank
Jesus.
You for the word of God. Thank you for what
thank
you're
you,
doing. We thank you for every
you,
soul
Jesus.
On
thank
this
you,
broadcast. We pray that you continue to bless, continue to draw somebody in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, continue to have your way and let your will be done. And we will give thy name the praise, glory, and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for that beautiful message, anointed message, coming through Evangelist yes. Melinda, the late Evangelist Melinda Edmond. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad to hear her voice and to hear that word of God that was preached on tonight. I hope that everyone that heard this message is encouraged to look to the Lord. Now at this time, we're going to have remarks from our ministers, evangelists, and Sister Rhoda.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, I thank God. I truly enjoyed that anointed message. Very encouraging and uplifting, coming through the late evangelist Melinda Edmond. I tell you, yes. That was a preaching woman, and she put everything into it. She gave God the glory. And I thank God, hallelujah, just to be able to hear that word tonight. And I tell you, the same anointing that she had then, you can feel it right now. And I praise God for the word of God. And I want to encourage everyone to just take this word in and just look to the Lord. Lift up your eyes. Maybe you feel cast down and you feel burdened down. Your head is hung down. But if you're able to look up, and just lift up your eyes to the hills. All your help comes from the Lord. And the Lord will surely come to your aid. He will help you. So just whatever you're struggling with, whatever you're going through, if you're on the fence and you can't make up your mind whether you want to serve the Lord or not, just look to the hills and just trust him. And he will help you to overcome. He will help you to make up your mind. God will help you. And I tell you that all your help comes from the Lord. Don't try to juggle it yourself. Don't try to figure it out. Because while you're trying to figure it out, God has already worked it out. But he's just waiting on you to ask for help. And I tell you, I could go on and on. But I thank God once again for that powerful, anointed message. And again, I encourage everyone who's listening to just take it in for yourself and live by it daily. God bless you.
Amen. I thank God for the word of God coming to the late evangelist Melinda. And I tell you, I have been enjoying these oldie but goodie night messages and the prayers. And truly, we can lift up our eyes to the hills from which cometh our help. We serve a God who doesn't sleep. He doesn't slumber. He won't suffer our foot to be moved. He'll keep us. We won't slip. We won't slide if we look to him. And like she said, the enemy, he would love it if he could knock us down. But yes, God won't allow it if we look to him. I enjoy this word. Truly, truly, truly encouraging word. The anointing never leaves. God's word, it goes out. It does not return void. It doesn't matter how old the message might be. It's still the same today. I enjoyed it. I want to say to everybody, be encouraged. God bless you.
Amen. Truly speaking, that word of God is so powerful. It's true, brethren. It's only God who can help us. Human beings are limited. They can help you for a short time, but God is forever. So whatever we undergo in our lives, our God is able to solve our problems, to provide anything you want. But God is reminding us today to focus on him because he never fails. Amen. Let us hold on Jesus. Let us hold on God. He's able, my brothers and sisters. I've seen him practically. Sometimes you reach a point where you don't know what to do, then God comes in. It's only look at our eyes upon him. He's able to solve our problems. Thank you so much. God bless that word of God. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Anyone else? Mm-hmm. Maybe my dad might like to have something to say. Maybe he feels better. I hope he does. If he's still on the line.
Yes.
Oh, Mr. Titus.
Yes.
Hello.
God bless you.
God bless you. I really enjoyed this service tonight. My daughter may be gone home, but her word is still here.
Amen.
So take heed and listen and do what the Lord says do.
Amen.
And he will bless you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. I love every minute of it. I love it. It was graceful. It was peaceful. It was joyful.
Wow.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
God bless everyone. Thank God for that beautiful message coming through Evanis Melinda.
Amen.
I tell you, it was just like she was still here.
Yes.
Glory to God. Thank God for that message. I tell you, a warrior that's gone on home. And I thank and praise God for that beautiful message. Thank God for all of you. And also thank God for Sister Rhoda.
Amen.
To hear her voice.
Amen.
God bless you, Sister Rhoda. Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Vanis Hameen, Vanis Khadija, God bless y'all. Miss y'all. Love y'all.
Amen.
Love all of y'all.
God bless you. Love you too.
Mm-hmm. Yes. God bless everyone.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you, God is a good God. I thank God for every one of you that was on this conference line and broadcast on tonight. I tell you, the Lord is good. He's got good things for his people. Good things are in store for the people of God.
Amen.
I just thank God because I'm much, much encouraged through this anointed message. And as Sister Max said, yes, Vanis Melinda was a warrior. She didn't take no for an answer.
Wow.
She didn't take no tea for the fever. She would drive and go forth and triumph over the devil.
She
didn't care what the devil did or what he tried to do. She would drive all over him, put the word out.
Yes, she did.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We tell her she can't do such and such. You can't do this. You can't. She didn't go with that. She did it with the help of the Lord. And I tell you, I appreciate that. I appreciate this word. I tell you, this word, oh, it's like, it's, well, the Bible says a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So let us take this word in and hold it close in our hearts and continue to look to the Lord, because he's the only one that can help us and take us through every situation. Sometimes our friends and loved ones cannot take us through, but God can take the loved ones, will only go but so far. But the Lord, he will go all the way with us. He said, "Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world," meaning all the way he will be with us. So I just thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for all of the comments, exhortations coming through our evangelists and our sisters and brothers. My brother, I'll say brother, Titus, in the name of Jesus, in faith. Amen. This is a faith way.
Amen.
God. Amen. We ain't praying.
Amen.
So the Lord knows what he's doing. He's moving by his spirit. Let's keep looking to him. Is there anything else? I believe this coming Sunday is Easter Sunday, and also this coming Friday is Good Friday on the 7th. And Easter is on the 9th. So we're looking forward to having a good time. And Easter is my most favorite time of the year. And the reason being is because now I know why Jesus gave his life. He gave it. Mm-hmm. It wasn't taken. He gave it. But now I know why. Before, when I was in the world, wasn't saved, I couldn't understand why. Why did he let them do that to him when he had the power and he could have called angels? Why did he let them? But now I know. And it was for you, me, and the whole wide world. That's why he did it. So thank God. That's my favorite season. So we're looking forward to it. And if that's all, we will be back here again on Sunday night, if it's the Lord's will. And until then, let us pray one for another. God bless you and good night.
Amen. God bless you too. God bless everyone.
God bless you all.
Amen.
God bless you.